Kyrie. Right-hand dribble around Morris. Wall is there. Kyrie Euro steps in the paint, throws out to the wing. Terry Rozier puts in the hands of Kyrie against Wall. 5 on the shot clock. Kyrie rises. Tough three.
Boom!
Got it! Oh, a dagger of a three by Kyrie Irving with John Wall in his face.
Get off my damn toe, man.
Celtics by two. 32 seconds to go. Wall drives past Morris, gets to the cup easily and scores again. Tying the game. Kyrie Irving out near half court. Pull up. Crazy deep.
No.
Oh, and he got it.
Kyrie. Don't go in. Kyrie, I'm having a heart attack out here.
Nobody thought Kyrie was going to take that shot except Kyrie. Beal for the tie. That one rims out. Rebound. Punch to the wing. Great save by John Wall. His deep three. Short with 5 seconds to go. Oubre can't save the rebound. Celtics get it with 2.5 to go.
Wow. That man right there is a stone cold killer.
Does Maxwell ever break down the game?
Yeah, he actually does. He's very good. The clips that we play are always like when he's overexcited, and we obviously play the bigger plays, and he says sandwiches and yells at weird food, but if you listen to the broadcast, he's actually very good between the breaks.
Yes.
And we've had him in studio, and he's excellent. But
he was great in studio.
Yeah, his brain explodes.
I don't doubt his basketball acumen.
I know what you're saying, but the clips we play are when his brain explodes.
And he comes in here and says, well, in order to get on the air, I got to say stuff.
Yeah.
He's right.
All right, there are still a few spots available for this Sunday's Junior Celtics Clinic in Marblehead. Come and learn on and off the court skills in a fun and encouraging environment. This weekend's Junior Celtics Clinic is open for kids ages 5 to 14. For more information, visit Celtics.com/clinics. Joining us right now is the president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics. His name is Danny Ainge. Hello, Mr. Danny Ainge.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
About ready to get this year over with. After 6 shows after today. Unfortunately, you have to work, but we get a slight respite.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. 7 games in a row, and it has been an interesting 7 games because in many of them there have been players who have been out, major players. There's been adjustments. I mean, the guys have obviously have been playing great basketball, but there, you know, obviously is some concern with several of the players who haven't been in as of late. Let's, if you wouldn't mind, can we first get an update on Al Horford? What is going on with him, and what is his status from everything that you know?
Yeah, Al's going to be fine. He has tendonitis in his knee, and we're just trying to take advantage of the fact that we have a deep year and giving him the extra rest that so it's not a lingering effect. He could play now if he needed to, but we're just trying to give him the rest to get back to being 100%.
I mean, you addressed it when you said, you know, get rid of the lingering effect, but, you know, he's been in the league a long time. When you've been in the league as long as Horford, are you playing with basically, you know, nicks and stuff that's just not going to go away? It's just part of the mileage that you put on yourself?
You know what? I don't think so. I think that, my experience with all this is that, you know, you go through phases no matter what your age is. I mean, Al is very healthy. But, you know, when you're 24, you go through tendonitis phases. I mean, we're going through tendonitis with Robert Williams right now, too, to a lesser extent. But, you know, it's just we're just trying to give Al the time because we do have depth, especially at our center position. So, he's taking a little bit extra time. It was great to have Baines come back last night. He gave us a big boost. Thank goodness, because Tice, you know, was in foul trouble. But yeah, it's, you know, these are tough decisions and tough calls often. But Al's going to be fine.
Well,
he just should be good.
Well, you mentioned Robert Williams, and because there has been so many injuries, and Baines was out, and so was Horford. We've gotten to see a little bit about him, and really the only time we've talked to you about him was when he overslept a couple times, and, you know, obviously
now that he's fixed his watch, he looks good.
Well, I mean, he got the nickname Time Lord because of all of that, and
stolen from me.
And the next thing you know, he has two.
That's a bad name. I would not take credit for that name.
I was joking, Danny. That was complete sarcasm. I do think I came up with the concept of rafters, though, that they have now at the TD Garden.
Yeah, the Bruins have some explaining to do. That's something else. Yeah.
Sure.
Wouldn't you agree?
When you talked about Patrice Bergeron, you called him rafters.
Yes.
That was
now they have a club opening called rafters.
But you don't like the Time Lord nickname, Danny?
I don't know.
No.
I don't like it either. I think it sucks.
Well, Phil, Fred created it after all. So the it's been, I mean, that game we came in and with the two blocks and Anthony Davis, I mean, there really aren't many players in the NBA that you would see that, you know, be able to pull that off, much less twice. What have you thought of his play in the minimum amount of time that he's been in there? It seems like he's been somewhat of a surprise to at least the layman who didn't really know as much about his game as you did.
Well, I think that, you know, he's shown what his potential is, and, you know, you can both see his youth and inexperience as well. So, I mean, he's athletic. He really plays with a lot of energy, and there's a lot to be excited about with Robert Williams. But, you know, you could also see his inexperience in youth, and that's part of it too. So I'm excited that he's getting a chance to play. I think it's healthy for guys to get some reward for their hard work. And he's doing all the right things, and we're excited about his future.
Now, he is not obviously known for his offense. And, you know, the reason he obviously made a name for himself is because defensively you've seen what he's been able to do. But, you know, it's been said a ton as of late that in today's NBA, you know, big men aren't what they used to be. They've got to learn how to shoot the three, and you've got several guys on this team, like even like Aaron Baines, and, you know, these guys have kind of gotten that down. Al Horford had to completely change his game, and now he's great with the three. Do you see there being some concentration on trying to get Robert Williams to become more of a shooter as his time in the Celtics progresses?
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, mostly making free throws right now is the focus for him, not so much the three-point line. We'll take it and small steps, but, you know, he's a different type of player. I mean, there's a lot of good bigs like Clint Capella and DeAndre Jordan that, you know, are rollers to the rim, and they create spacing because they can jump so high, you have to, you know, come from the weak side to prevent them from catching it, you know, at the top of the square. And so spacing at the rim is huge. So good rollers, and, you know, the other thing is that Rob is very good at, one of his greatest strengths is his passing. And so when teams put extra pressure on our guards, like they did last night, some, you know, he's good at making the next play, of hitting the ball in the middle of the lane and finding the next play. So we like his passing. His shooting is a work in progress, and just trying to get him to understand all of our defensive and offensive concepts.
All right, Danny, after watching what Kyrie Irving did last night in overtime, I mean, it's typical Kyrie, and we played some of the sound coming back before we started the interview with you. As a guy in charge, is there any shot Kyrie takes where you put your hands over your eyes and go, no, don't take that, or is any shot fine with you?
You know, he just is such an efficient scorer that I rarely question his shots. You know, he had the shot to win the game. Like that was probably the easiest shot he had of the night, or at least toward the end of the game that he missed late. So to come back and make those after missing, it just tells you what he's made of too. I'm sure he was very frustrated and discouraged. He missed that game winner, and then, you know, comes back and hits those two threes, which were the degree of difficulty on the first one. The long one, you know, I was a lot more excited about than the first one in front of our bench, that where Wall was all over him. But those were two incredible shots.
All right, what is the latest on Gordon Hayward and Jaylen Brown? They were obviously out yesterday. I think Gordon's been out for the last two games. And is it like a viral? Is it like a sickness, like the flu or something?
Yeah, those guys have been sick. And we've had a little bit of that the week before, too. So hopefully it's running its course and getting out of the way here of our team. But, yeah, Gordon, I don't have an update today, but he was feeling better yesterday. So hopefully he'll be back this weekend. And same with Jaylen. Hopefully it'll run its course. And he was, you know, on the bubble whether he was going to play yesterday or not. And I think they just decided to hold him out. Just wasn't quite feeling ready to go.
Okay, there was a scary as hell story that came out, Danny. I think it was last week that someone actually talked about it, but the story itself happened about a year ago, and that was that the Golden State Warriors had a meningitis scare throughout the team because apparently one of the chefs that was preparing their food ended up getting meningitis, and they had to completely detox the entire area where they practiced, their facility, and there were like teams that were visiting that had to go in and have a bunch of people with cleaner completely sanitize their lockers. Was there ever a situation, either when you played or as an employee of the Celtics, where there was some sort of outbreak that was similar to that, where you guys had to take extreme measures to make sure it wouldn't spread?
Yeah, that happened maybe a decade ago. Early in my tenure here, we had a MRSA scare. We had a few guys tested that had MRSA, and so they did this. I mean, it looked like a space movie where spacesuit people were all over our facility and cleaning every nook and cranny throughout that whole building and blowtorching it. It was pretty crazy how intense it was.
Did they trace it back to like where it came from? And when other teams came into town, were they made aware of that as well?
Yeah, I mean, everybody was made aware of it when we were made aware of it, and they took like every precaution they could. But I'm not sure if it was ever traced exactly where it came from, but it obviously all went away and everybody was fine and got away with it.
All right, Danny, when Dwayne Wade and LeBron James were exchanging uniforms, there were a conversation that was picked up by microphones where they said along the lines of maybe I'll see you at the Garden. And does that mean that LeBron James is coming to the Celtics?
That's a great question.
I can't answer
any of the questions about other players.
That's a yes.
That's not a denial.
That's probably not. We don't know which Garden he's talking about.
No, well, that's the thing.
Their garden in Miami.
Well,
in their backyard garden.
That'd be funny if the two of them were just planting roses. They're off time. Like, I'll see you at the Garden. here it's going to be beautiful sunflowers.
Your book
year.
Club, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, they said that, and obviously there's a couple gardens, and you know, you got to ask. Thank you. That is a great question. I agree. All right, Danny Ainge.
We're going to go on a high note, Danny.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to go on a high note.
Always leave the gym on a make.
Yep. Danny will not deny the rumors that LeBron James is coming to the Boston Celtics. All right, Danny, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys.
All right. See you, man.
Happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays to you as well.
Yeah, get ready to pay Marcus Morris a lot of money. Man is earning a contract.
Yes, indeed. He is playing very well.
Was I the only one who thought that they got the lesser of the talented Morrises when they signed him?
Yes,
I can't
you
tell
were.
The difference. I didn't
think the difference.
See, I thought Markieff was like the better of the two.
I didn't. Okay. Never, I didn't think that.
But you're the stat man, so you should know that.
Damn right.
Markieff is an unfortunate name, I would imagine, growing up until you got big.
Markieff? I don't think anybody was talking trash on those guys.
Behind your back.
Yeah, I was just going to say not to their face. But
hey, what's up, my queef? Take it from there.
Okay.
If you ever need childish insults to give your kids,
Freddie T.
So they dominate the playground.
Freddie T is on point.
That's right. I sit my kids down every night and I go, give me a list of your enemies.
What are their names? I'll mock them.
Yeah, what are their names?
I got you covered, Milo. Walk this way.
Yeah. What about, hey, John, you got to go to the John and Poo?
Yep. See, consider myself served.
I'm brilliant. All right.
And they said, what's your name? And he said, Toucher.
You know, I never got crap for Toucher. It was Fred. Like, all right, Fred Flintstone, like, no one was smart enough to put it together with Toucher.
Yeah.
Our audience is really good at it.
They are creative.
They're like, hey, kid Toucher. And I'm like, yeesh.
I don't want
that. Hey, whoa.
Oh, my goodness. Like, dads.
Toucher, I didn't even know her. What? You're destroying me. All right, we will be back.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.85, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich.
What's wrong?
I'm reading the calls. If we can't, do you want to take calls and we can't get Zolak on the phone?
Yeah. We can do that. Let's take calls.
All right.
You know, we're just taking calls. Calls about random stuff.
Let's take Wade because he says he wants to thank me. So obviously this gets to the head of the line. Wade, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Fred. I was just calling to thank you for always kind of encouraging people to look into their mental health. I just recently started meeting with a psychologist. I don't think I would have had, I'd heard you be so encouraging about it, how much it's helped you. I just wanted to call and say thanks for being so outspoken about it, because hopefully I'm going to get, my stuff figured out.
Yeah, everyone in the world could use a psychologist, maybe not a psychiatrist, only the truly messed up like myself. But you got the Paxil, you got the Lamotrigine, you're doing all right, Freddie. You're going to keep it in check for a while. Yes, there's not a person alive that doesn't need someone to discuss things with. I think it would benefit literally everyone on the planet. I think that there is no downside to it. If you can afford it, if you got insurance, then I would encourage it for everyone.
Well, there's somebody on line three who might need somebody.
All right. Ernie, go ahead.
Bonjour, boys. Bonjour.
Who is this?
This is your pal Ernie from Norwood, but I'm in Switzerland.
You're in Switzerland?
Ernie, what are you doing in Switzerland?
Well, tomorrow night is the annual Fête Noël at the Liebefeld Steinhuschi School, and you guys were making fun of James Dolan earlier. Well, guess who's playing some blues with me tomorrow night?
James Dolan, really? Wow.
He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah?
And you're telling me that he's got the blues?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while since about 20 years ago when he and I graduated from high school and our relative, both of our pairs decided that we should do a PG year out here in the Alps. So we went out here, and I haven't seen him in a while, but last year we got together, and Kim Jong-un was here playing drums. I don't know if he's going to show up, but, we can cross our fingers. But hey, Fred.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that you don't keep a Père Noël on call for your kids all month long?
What?
You asked to see anybody who rented a Santa Claus to call in. I mean,
oh, okay.
Noel, is that what he's called now?
Oh, Père Noël.
Père Noël. We got one on call out in the guest house out in Norwood all month. We can loan him to you.
Well, I would love that for a day. Just have my Au Pair Noël.
Log as you want, man. My only concern is, you keep up this grinchy attitude, you might be raising a couple of blues musicians.
Well, I can only hope. Sure. And hope that there's still openings in the band.
Thank you for Ernie from Norwood. He's got the real blues.
Do you think that Bruce Willis is embarrassed by this now?
No.
Because I do not.
See, I think he still thinks it's, like, super cool.
Yeah.
When he was Bruno.
He's very happy.
You know how he transformed into Bruno?
I do.
He put on sunglasses.
Absolutely.
And then the transformation was complete.
Yeah, there was a time there around 48 hours, the early 80s, where one could put on sunglasses and rap.
Oh, sure.
Or, because every rapper, had
sunglasses. Yes.
So you put on sunglasses to rap. And then you put on sunglasses if you had the blues.
There is a video of Bruno in concert, Bruce Willis playing blues. It's amazing. It's amazing. And he's out there like honking on his bobo and like the four people in the crowd. No, it's actually a full crowd, but it's like a smaller place. And they're kind of underwhelmed by Bruce Willis.
Does he keep like leaning back on like the backup singers?
Oh, yeah. Like he doesn't know how to be like a front man for a band.
Like he's like, And then he bends over and starts honking on the bobo.
Right.
Yeah, these guys just go, like, I'm a movie star. I can do whatever I want.
I need to find the Nick interview now. Now that he mentioned that, I completely forgot that Nick interviewed Bruce Willis at a press junket. And what happened was we sent Nick to, like, ask a bunch of questions. Probably, I guarantee you, it was about Bruno. And Nick just froze up and completely.
No.
not Nick of the fumbling through the city council bit. But he froze, and he was sitting, like, it was a table full of, like, five or six journalists, and Nick's right next to him. And I forgot, because Nick reminded me, Bruce Willis turned and was like, are you going to say anything? Because you're kind of creeping me out, man. He goes, anything. Red Sox, go Red Sox. Hey. He starts mocking Nick because he can't get a word out of his mouth.
He's mocking Nick because of his inability to do his job that he was asked to do.
Right. Now, I completely forgot about that.
Well, he made up for it with his sweet prank. He pulled it to the fast food restaurant.
That's from back in the day. Yes, I do remember that.
Get a real job. And then 10 years later, he's putting DVDs in red boxes. He showed them.
I got to find that. I got to find it with Bruce Willis. I completely forgot about that.
Well, listen, if you find it, I'm more than willing to listen to it because I don't remember. I don't remember that, but it sounds about right. I'm not going to deny that. All right. It's Scott Solak's birthday. We wanted to have him on. Relive some old times. But
yeah, listen, if Zolak, if you're listening, or if you're here in the station, I would think you'd probably be here by now. You know, stop by. We want to do a little something for you.
He's rocking out with The Wolf on HD.
The Wolf?
That's what the HD channel is called, where they blast rock. Where you can actually hear the band Kicks. All right, so we will be back. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Hang on.
I got to read the sponsor. The stack is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
There's a certain person's birthday here at the radio station. Man by the name of Scott Zolak.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
12 years younger than, or older than me, but looks...
piss off. I feel like I'm 35.
Yeah, well, you look 20 years younger
than me.
Thank
you. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, by the way, thank you for all your kind comments on Instagram yesterday.
What's that?
You put the picture up of us.
Which yeah. one?
I don't know. I looked, I looked
terribly
fat.
Damn it, I
got to
get on Instagram. Okay. I'm on and Instagram, then it pissed but like, me my wife set me up an account, but like, I don't do the picture stuff. Like, I like Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
Facebook's more for, like, old friends and family. Keep in touch with them with the pictures. But Twitter's for local news and sports.
Instagram's great.
Having fun.
Oh, Instagram's the only thing I'm on, basically. But I'd lost, like, 5 pounds, 6 pounds.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I'm feeling, like, good about myself. And then I see a picture of myself, and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
It's the bloating. Yeah.
But I'm like, what the hell is going on with me? I've had a calorie deficiency every day.
Yeah. See, I love birthdays because I pick all the music on the birthdays today, so it's going to be, like, Creed's greatest hits.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah. Nickelback. We're going to have some fun today.
Mike Thomas is going to be jamming out to your show all day.
You should take some notes and do some rebumps with these music. We have some good... Still bumps coming back, but
well, we were going through our stuff and saying, all right, for your birthday, like, what were some of our favorite moments of stuff that you did with us? And it was kind of a tie. I was thinking, you know, would it be some of the 98 Mile stuff, or would it be when you and Mike behind the mic Callahan to play by play?
Hernandez goes in for the touchdown.
No, he's no, short. No, there's he's the short. Goal line. Damn, what are you looking at?
Which was fantastic, but we chose this moment.
Fartbox.
It's our favorite. Yeah. Scott Zolak.
He still laughs at it.
I mean, it's one of my favorite moments of the show, period. So let's let it roll. In celebration of Scott Zolak, yeah, you have it right there. In celebration of Scott Zolak's birthday, our favorite TNR Scott Zolak moment, let's let it roll.
.985 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. What do we have here, Rich? This is something I don't know about.
Yes, we're going to play a quick game. Now, everyone obviously loves the Patriots preseason. Everyone's a huge fan of those games. Packed houses every game that you go to down there at Gillette. So we're going to play a quick game called How Closely Did You Pay Attention to the Patriots Preseason? So what we're going to do is let's get our caller up.
All right.
Actually, as Adolfo labeled him, he's our constant.
Okay, he's constantly around.
Yes, not the contestant. Rob, you are our constant today. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, good. All right, Rob, so here's what's going to happen is we are going to play you a clip of our own Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak, who, of course, are the play-by-play and color commentators for the Patriots here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And you just have to tell us whether that is an actual play-by-play clip from the preseason or it is not, okay? It's that simple.
sounds good enough.
All right, Rob, let us start with clip number one.
Shotgun snap to Garoppolo. He's dropping back. He's firing down the left sideline. His receiver got behind the defender. Dobson makes the catch off his right hip, falling into the end zone for a touchdown for the Patriots.
Perfect pocket. And Jimmy just has the ability to hit that back foot again, Bob.
Okay, was that from the preseason or not from the preseason?
That was definitely preseason.
Ah, you were correct.
I actually remember that.
Mm-hmm. That was a very good, Dobson had a very good preseason, as a matter of fact.
Well, either they had a good game, that's mm-hmm. for sure.
That's right. All right, is this clip from the preseason or not?
Brady's in the gun. He has the snap. He throws it deep to Julian Edelman. Edelman goes down, and Zoe, it looks like he got hit right in the fart box.
Oh, my God, man. I've seen it time and time again. In today's National Football League, you just can't target the fart box the way you used to.
Oh, that's going to be a fine and a penalty right there.
It's a rip-off. Bob, I'm telling you, there was this one time in college when I was at Maryland, I almost ripped my fart box to shreds. The only thing that hurts worse than tearing my fart box is bruising my stink trumpet.
And there it is. 25-yard penalty. Of course, a new point of emphasis this year, a legal hit to the fart box.
Screw job.
There's a certain amount of sympathy for Rich that I think we're going to be able to get people to do things they normally would not do. So this is good. I'm glad you're taking advantage of this.
It's good to be back.
Hey, if you didn't know, Rich wrote that one.
Hey, guys, I gotta go on my limo shit.
All right, Rob, we're just assuming you knew that was not from the preseason.
That's right, of course.
Well,
you know,
I don't remember hearing that clip. So I'm gonna go with that was not preseason.
Yeah, yeah, that was not.
Hey,
right.
Hey guys, I gotta go.
That's right,
shit.
Of course. There, yeah.
He got hit right in the fart box.
Yes, of course. All right, let's go to the next clip. Is this from the Patriots preseason or not?
Brady off the shotgun snap. Looks left, fires left. Back shoulder throw to Tompkins. Falling over at the pylon for a Patriots touchdown.
Textbook. Fade, stop. It has amazed me for the last 2 weeks to read the criticisms of number 85, Kembrell Tompkins.
Okay, is that from the preseason or not?
Yes, that was preseason.
Yes, you are correct about that.
It's time to start talking about unicorns and show ponies.
All right, is this from the preseason or not?
Brady's in the gun, waiting on the snap. He has it. Fires out to his left. The ball's caught with an 11-yard touchdown pass to Shane Vereen.
Hey, Bob, I'm going to pick you up, and I'm going to eat you. That's right. I'm going to eat you whole, and I'm going to pass you through my digestive system. I'm so excited. Damn, I feel like a woman.
That is not preseason.
Oh, you're correct. Yes,
that is. My nuts?
Yes, of course it is, as a matter of fact.
I'm going to eat you whole, and I'm going to pass you through my digestive system.
All right, I could see him getting that excited.
I could actually see him saying that to Bob Soucy.
He said that to me every other day. Are you kidding me?
Yes, I could see him saying that to him, but maybe not during the actual broadcast, but on the air.
Mm-hmm. All right, is this from the preseason or not?
It's 3rd and 7 for the Pats. Two receivers to the right, one to the left in a tight formation. Brady swings the pass right with Vereen on the run to the 25-20. Vereen in a foot race. He's on his way to the end zone. He has a Patriots touchdown.
Phenomenal timing by the quarterback.
Okay, Rob, was that preseason or not?
Yes, it was. It was a nice 40-yard touchdown by Vereen.
You are correct. Yes, you are. All right, is this next clip from the preseason or not?
We're 30 seconds until kickoff on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network, and surprisingly, no one has seen Bill Belichick.
This is crazy, Bob. I mean, he's the first guy that's always on the field, ready to go, first guy to have his team ready. And oh, my God, what the hell is that?
All the lights have just gone off in Gillette Stadium. Wait a minute. There's now one lone spotlight shining on an older gentleman who looks to be dressed as Superman. He's now sliding down some zip line from the 300 section as Living on a Prayer begins to play over the loudspeakers.
It's like Richie Sambora. Look out, Bob. It looks like Bill Belichick has got Bon Jovi.
Unreal. Bill has now landed onto a stage with exploding pyro and smoke. Gigantic letters behind him flashing, Kiss My Ring. Nick to crack a smile.
This is great, Bob Belichick. Play some Sugar on Me.
What?
Play some Sugar on Me?
Play some Sugar on Me.
Okay.
Yeah. Best part is when he starts talking about his soul, it goes, nice!
Like he's envisioning it happening. Nice! He's getting very excited.
All right, is that from the preseason or not from the preseason?
That should have been preseason.
Yeah, that would have been the greatest preseason moment of all time. Yeah.
It is. It's something we've always fantasized about, and now it looks like Jovi ain't buying the team in Buffalo, but we could have had moments like that, and now they've been ripped away.
I'm so excited. Yes. Damn, I feel like a woman.
Okay. Finally, is this from the preseason or not? Here we go.
And a completion to Kenbrell Tompkins, and the Patriots have a first down.
Hey, Bob, you getting a weird feeling right now?
Yeah, Zell, how did you know?
Like something's standing close behind you. Like we're trying to work here. I mean, it's a tight studio, but it feels like somebody's breathing right over my neck.
No kidding.
Hey, I'm not bothering you guys, am I?
Shut up, Wallach.
Yeah, shut up, Wallach.
Hey, give me back my lunch money.
I hit Capella in the face trying to high-five Bob because dork Wallach's here.
Jerks.
Okay, is that something that really happened in the preseason or not?
No.
Okay. Actually, no, not in the preseason, but it happened during a Bruins broadcast.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, of course it did.
Yeah. Yes, that is,
of course, known as...
I'm not bothering you guys, am I?
Shut up, Wallach!
That is, of course, known as Wallaching, standing where you don't belong. All right, Rob, thank you so much for the time. I'm sure we have a wonderful prize we can give you. I'll put you on hold. And, Rich, what do I have here?
Okay, this is, by the way, Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak, thank you very much for recording that during the breaks of the Patriots game this past Thursday. Wasn't easy for Scott Zolak to do a quite simple read. Let's take a listen to some of the outtakes, shall we?
We shall.
Brady's in the gun. He has the snap. He throws it deep to Julian Edelman. Oh, Edelman goes down, and Zoe, it looks like he got hit right in the... fart box.
Oh my God, man, I've seen it time and time again. In today's National Football League, you just can't target the fart box the way you used to. I'm so sick of it.
Oh, that's going to be a fine and a penalty right there.
It's a ripper. Bob, I want to tell you a story. I once tore my fart. Bob, here's one time in college where I almost tore my fart box, and I'm telling you, the only thing that hurts worse than ripping your fart box is bruising. I'm supposed to be so professional.
I'm crying.
Where's Mike Pine and my Callahan? I want Mike Pine and my Callahan. Right. Bob, I'm telling you. Here we go. Bob, I'm telling you, there was this one time in college where I almost tore my fart box, and he only... me. I'm sweating like a... Oh, Jesus. Hold on. All right, we got to get through this.
All right.
Bob, I'm telling you, there was this one time in college when I was at Maryland, I almost tore my fart box. The only thing that hurts worse than tearing your fart box is bruising your stink...
Oh. 25-yard penalty. Of course, a new point of emphasis this year. A legal hit to the fart box.
What a screw job. Right. What is wrong with God. Rich is sick. Sick in the head.
No kidding.
Yes, you knew that was penned by Rich. Several references to farts in a row.
I couldn't wait to get back.
It was good to have you back.
So they were doing that during the breaks?
I think they did it immediately beforehand. Yeah, like before. Because you could hear the crowd in the background. I mean, that's really them doing it.
Wow.
From the booth.
I'm going to eat you whole, and I'm going to pass you through my digestive system.
Well, very good. Good to have you back, Rich. And thank you very much to Soucy and to Zolak for getting that done for us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.